بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted us Quran Kareem, which is the constitution of life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Khatamun Nabiyin, who is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us today with Yawmul Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah, and the last Jum'ah for this Ramzan. Respected elders, each one of us should take stock that what we have done for Ramadan, or have we been lackadaisical, have we been lazy, our attitude, our mentality, our action, our behavior, our character, has it improved, or have we been stagnating? Respected elders, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, he discusses three types of fasting. Before mentioning this, every human being, he has got a body and soul, and the body reacts and behaves in a certain manner and pattern dictated by the soul. When the soul is good and when the soul is directing the body, then alhamdulillah the body behaves well and it goes into the correct places. Then good akhlaq, good character, personality is displayed. And when the soul is bad and begins to direct the body and instructs the heart, then the heart instructs the body and the body goes into wrong places, behaves badly, and all evil character traits come into a person. And at times a person, respected elders, he is in the stage of nor here nor there. Sometimes he behaves well, and when the sun set, he becomes a bad person. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the opportunity and has granted us a very good opportunity that we can take advantage. Why? The rebellious shayateen and jinnat are locked up, are chained up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are fasting, He has granted us discipline, control, and He has granted us supervision over carnal desires, over passion, over lust, greed, and all evil things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity now that come towards the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhere to the commands of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, that one type of fasting is very simple, that to stay away from food and drink and sexual intercourse, that everybody does. And the other type is that the hands and the legs and the eyes and the feet and the ears and the faculty of speaking, the tongue, everything is disciplined, everything is controlled, everything is monitored. By what? By what law it is monitored and governed? It is governed by the law of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the eyes begin to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to see, when we abstain from seeing things that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to abstain from, when the tongue begins to say and read the Quran and stop abusing and speaking ill of anybody, backbiting and gossiping. Two ladies came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of fasting. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wanted to break that fast. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for containers and he told them to vomit in it. When they filled the containers, then it was filled with blood and meat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, this is the result of backbiting. This is the result of slandering. person fast, what is the use of fasting? And we indulge in backbiting, slandering, and causing problems in society, in family, all those things. And respected elders, a good person, remember, is not a person that when you meet him, he speaks well to you, and he's very cordial to you, and he's very nice to you, and he talks to you decently, and you say, no, he's very eloquent. A good person is that person when he goes to his home, and when he meets his wife, and when he meets his children, how does he react there? How does he behave there in his house? Is he like a lion or a tiger there, and swearing and abusing, and taking advantage over his wife and his children? Or when he's got some control and some power, and when he is a ruler of his firm and factory and business, and when there is someone who is not behaving well, does he go into a tantrum, a rage? Respected elders, this month is teaching us that we should control ourselves. Respected elders, how beautifully it is said that we, while fasting, we want to build a house, but we want to destroy the whole city in the process. Build a house, but destroy the whole city in the process. Respected elders, then the eyes, what we must look at, what we must not look at. The hand, what we must hold and what we must not hold. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the eyesight is one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. That is why you'll see, unfortunately, Muslim, everything that passes he looks at. Everything that passes he admires. Everything that he sees glittering and glamouring, he looks at. Not realizing that the same thing I've got in my house, that the same spouses I've got in my house, that all those beauties I've got in my home. But no, everything that is shining and glittering and glamouring, we look at and admire. Then we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend because of our behavior, which is atrocious. Respected elders. And the tongue. That we say what we want to, how we want to, when we want to, irrespective, no boundaries, no limitations, abusing and swearing, and some of the words utilized by Muslims, unfortunately, the dictionaries can't hold. The dictionaries cannot even hold how much we swear. And all this while we're fasting. They say, no, when I'm hungry, I get very cross. No, that's an excuse. That's a fallacious excuse. Why? Because when you're hungry, you're supposed to have control over yourself. Respected elders. And while fasting, to control what is between the legs. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated very clearly, our deen is perfect, our deen is complete. That is the beauty of our deen. Everything is explained. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if you grant me guarantee for two things, I will grant you guarantee of Jannah. Two things, what are those two things? Two between two lips. Respected elders, between the lips, the tongue. That if you grant me guarantee that you are responsible for it, and you control it, you monitor it, and you use it in the correct places, how? To please Allah Ta'ala. And between the two legs, your private part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you control it, and if you water the garden that belongs to you, and use that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that action. And if you water other people's gardens, and if you take it somewhere else, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy us. Respected elders, that rain is not coming. You see, why the rain is not coming? The rain is not coming because of fornication and adultery and non-payment of zakat. And when we give up these things, fornication of the eyes and the ears, and when we give up this fornication of the act and the adultery act, and we start paying our zakat, then Allah will be happy, the rain will come. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with eyesight. We should appreciate it. And those who do not have eyesight or who have blurred vision, you ask them, they will tell you, yes, eyesight is a boon and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the ability to listen, the faculty of hearing. And we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to be grateful? To listen to the right things. Not go to the various parks these days and go and sit there after Taraweeh and say, I made my Taraweeh now, I can go and sin and listen to this pop music and all these things. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated very clearly that if you knew the azab of listening to music, it will be better for you to pour hot molten lead in your ears. And listening to pop music and all these things has become fashion of the day. Oh, I'm a very modern person listening to all this. That invites the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. listening to music breeds hypocrisy in the heart. One hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should appreciate this. Nowadays what happens? Many times when you go, you tell a person, be generous, help your relatives, and be good to your friends. Then he says, he's hard of hearing. And then as soon as you talk about the thin rand vanishing, and the financial rails be demolished, and the stock exchange being up and down, he hears every word of that. That he can listen to. But the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot listen to. Respected elders, two things we should really be appreciative of. Two things we should be grateful of. Two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that we should put our heart and soul and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. What are those two things? Respected elders, one is the zaat, the personality of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine if we were without Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What we should have been doing? Huh? There is man and there is man. There are trees and there are forests. And there are woods and there are trees. Respected elders, a person is an insan, is a man. Classified mankind. A person is a man. But a person is a human being when he follows the Shariat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And man basically is an animal. An animal, he walks around, he urinates wherever he wants to. An animal, he sits in a tub and he gets out of there after urinating and passing out whatever he wants to and says, I'm very clean. An animal is one who goes into the toilet and sprays himself and comes out and says, I'm very clean. An animal is one who got no laws. That's an animal. But a human being is a follower of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he goes to toilet, he knows what to do. When he goes to his wife, he knows what to do. When he conducts a business, he knows what to do. When he goes out on journey, he knows what to do. One person came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that the Jews and the Christians, they objected that your Nabi teaches you everything, how to go to toilet even. So he said, yes, my Nabi teaches me everything, even how to go to toilet. Respected elders, and this hadith is indirectly, in fact directly, a proof of Khatma Nabuwat, a proof that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Nabi, last Rasul. Why? You saw a person who's dying, an elderly person who's dying. When he's right there, and Malik al-Maut is sitting on his head, then he instructs, do this, do this, do this, bring that account, pay this, you must take that, close this account, you must go here, you must worry about this, you must do this. Minute details he talks about. Why? He's going now. There's no other father to come. He's going now. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come, he has explained us everything. Why? No other Rasul is coming. No new Rasul is coming to explain us these things. No new Nabi is coming to explain us these things. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is affectionate towards us. When you get up in the morning, before you put your shoes on, you dust it. Simple action. You do not know what may be inside there. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do not sleep on the rooftop, which has got no boundaries. Why? When you get up, you may just walk off the building. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you drink from a leather bag, do not drink directly. You do not know what may come out of it. So everything is explained to us in detail and has got wisdoms and secrets. For who? For us. So one boon and favor that we should worry about and be grateful. And how can we be grateful that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Rasul? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Nabi. How can we be grateful? Is to follow him. Is to adhere to his commands. Is to love him, is to protect him and his companions. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, respected elders, is the Quran. The Quran-e-Kareem. The Quran-e-Kareem, respected elders, we should love, we should respect, we should honor, we should defend, we should learn, we should practice, we should preach, we should propagate, and we should bring it into our lives. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the last Nabi and the last Kitab, with the best Nabi and the best Kitab, with the final Nabi and the final Shariat in the Quran. Respected elders, the Quran has got four rights on us. Four rights on us. Hear them, I'll try to explain one of them. Hear them, learn them, and think about them. Respected elders, one is Ta'zeem. Second is Taleem. Third is Tabligh. And fourth is Tazkiyah. Taleem. What I said first was Ta'zeem. Respect. We must respect the Quran. We must honor the Quran. We must love the Quran. When we begin to respect it, love it, honor it, then we'll defend it, then we will practice upon it. Quran al-Kareem is not the Ramzan kitab. Come Ramzan, we read a little bit, Quran. After Ramzan, when the Eid comes, you fold it up and put it. Maybe this will keep the jinnats away. This is what we are doing. Then come next Ramzan, you take it out and dust it. Muslim is not that respected, elders. Definitely Muslim is not that. That's not the definition of a Muslim. He reads Quran daily. A Muslim can read Quran in Ramzan. Why can't a Muslim read Quran after Ramzan? A Muslim can make Isha during Ramzan. Why cannot he not make Isha after Ramzan? A Muslim can make Fajr in Ramzan. Why can he not make Fajr outside Ramzan? Something else happening after Ramzan. Respected elders, so we must respect Quran. That you read it with wuzu, you hold it with wuzu. You do not, while reading it, you talk to someone and have the Quran open. No. You do not put your feet to it. You do not lean and read the Quran. You put the Quran on a nice clean pillow and read it. You do not put your glasses on it. You do not put any kitab on it. You do not put anything upon the Quran al-Kareem. Quran al-Kareem must be high. You do not let children run around with the Quran al-Kareem. So you respect it. When you respect someone, then you love. When you love, then what that person says, you will do. Respected elders, you know that better than I do. The wife you love, and the wife tells you, buy half the shop off, you buy half the shop off. Why? Because you love the wife. If you did not love the wife, what you will do? Leave it. So respected elders, if we love Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the ability to have Taleem of Quran. Taleem of Quran, to learn about Quran. Then when we learn about Quran, then we will make tabligh of Quran. Then what is ever in the Quran, we will propagate to others. And when we make tabligh of Quran, then inshallah we'll have tazkiyah of Quran. The purity of Quran. All the things, all the evil from us will come out. Everything will come out. Respected elders, in conclusion, listen to me. I have to cover up Ayah. Last week he had no bayan. So I must take 2-3 minutes extra. In the month of Ramadan, one aspect we forget. It's got to do with Ramzan and belief. Ramzan and belief. Respected elders, while we are fasting, the fridge is there, the ice water is there, the cold water is there, and how lovely it is, and the scorching heat is there, and it is hot, and the temper is flaring, and everything around there is going haywire, and the sky and the earth is coming together. But Muslim does not take that cold ice water. Why he does not do that? Why he does not do that? He's got in his heart a belief. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. Obviously, when he goes home, wife is there. He does not enjoy her. Why? Allah is watching. Allah is watching me. There is food and he's hungry. He's got 202 excuses to eat that food. He does not partake of it. Why? Allah is watching. So Allah is watching. Allah is ever watching. Allah is watching, I must not eat. Allah is watching, I must not drink. Allah is watching, in the month of Ramadan, I must not have sexual relationship. Respected elders, apply this same principle now, this same belief which is supposed to come into us in Ramadan, to every other thing now. Like what? Allah is watching, I must not cheat. Allah is watching, I must not steal. Allah is watching, I must not fornicate. Allah is watching, I must not listen to music. Allah is watching, I must not commit adultery. Allah is watching, I must not rob. Allah is watching, I must take out malice from my heart. Allah is watching, I must take out evil from my heart. Allah is watching, I must take out greed and lust from my heart. Allah is watching, I must not look at other women. Allah is watching, I must not behave badly to other people. Allah is watching, I must worry about my neighbor who is poor. Allah is watching, I must care for the needs of people. Allah is watching, I must make my sijda and ruku properly. Allah is watching, I must read my Quran properly. Allah is watching, I must not say I'm selling this and sell something else. Allah is watching, I must not exploit and be oppressive. Allah is watching, I must have my belief in order. Allah is watching. I bring to account for everything that I do. So everything that I do, I must behave accordingly. Allah is watching. I must take out greed and malice, hatred from my heart. Allah is watching. When I behave with my family, I must behave with them affectionately. Allah is watching. I must not cut relationships with anybody. Allah is watching that I must tend to the orphan properly. Allah is watching that my masjid and my madrasa and my darul ulooms, what have I done for them? Allah is watching. I must respect the Quran. Allah is watching. I must save the status of the Sahaba. Allah is watching. I must adhere to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching me in every action. Allah is watching me in the dark. Allah is watching me in the light. Allah is watching me in the private. Allah is watching me in the public. Allah is watching me when I go to toilet, what I must do. Allah is watching me when I go to my wife, what I must do. Allah is watching me all the time, and I'm learning this from Ramzan. Allah is watching me that I am going to account before Him and stand before Him, and what I will do then. And every action if I do, every action, every minute action, my dealing, my transaction, my behavior, my personality, everything that I do, I'll have this behind me. Allah is watching me. I will stand before Him. Now what I will do? I will do my action how I must do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not please the shaitan. Do you understand? This belief that Allah is watching me, I must bring it to my head, my heart, my blood and my bones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability, respected elders, to behave like good Muslims, to become good Muslims, to become practical Muslims, respected elders. So we must make an effort that every salat, try to come for masjid, try to come to the Jamaat salat. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. I think we'll have to make some place. How will you organize it there? What are you going to move forward into? Make a sure, make stuff. What do you do it now or you do it later? Later?